Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. It is Tuesday, which means that I put up a question on the Instagram page asking for players to talk about today, overreactions, underreactions, players you have questions about, and I'll talk about them. And I choose five players each week, and I chose Juju Smith-Schuster, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Robbie Anderson, and Joe Mixon. Those were five players that were recommended the most and that I thought, you know, kind of needed to be talked about. So if you don't have any interest in those players, then save your time. You're not going to really care about this. Anyway, let's get right into it, starting with Juju Smith-Schuster. On Sunday, Ben Roethlisberger exited the game with an elbow injury. He has been declared out for the season. Now, a lot of people were saying, hey, this isn't actually a big downgrade for Juju because, you know, Rudolph came in and he targeted Juju. Juju got 45 yards. It's a downgrade, guys, for the whole Steelers offense, not just Juju Smith-Schuster. This is a big downgrade, a big blow to the Steelers offense as a whole. Now, hopefully Rudolph can connect and bring some value to Juju Smith-Schuster, but Juju, he's not going to have the same upside that we hoped for and that we drafted him thinking that he'd have. In my opinion, Juju, he's now a high-end wide receiver. He has potential to be a wide receiver one. You know, maybe Rudolph comes out and just completely lights the world on fire, but it's not something I'm expecting. This is a big downgrade for Juju. If you have him, you probably don't want to trade him now because his value is so low. It just hold on to him, hope that Rudolph brings something to this offense, but this is a big blow if you have Juju Smith-Schuster. I have him in a couple leagues, and I'll be honest, I think it's going to be rough because this guy you drafted to be your week-in, week-out wide receiver one, he hasn't been doing too well this season to start with, and now his quarterback is out for the season. So on the bright side, James Washington, wide receiver for the Steelers, he and Rudolph played college together. So he's just someone to keep an eye on. They've shown real good chemistry in preseason the past couple of years. So he's someone to keep your eye on. Probably not going to be adding this week unless you want to get ahead of the curve. But he's someone just to keep an eye on in this Steelers wide receiver core who could benefit most from Rudolph taking over for Big Ben. But in terms of Juju Smith-Schuster, I see this as a big downgrade for Juju and the offense as a whole. Michael Thomas, another great wide receiver who his quarterback's out, guys. Drew Brees is injured, torn thumb ligament. It looked painful. It looked bad. He's out 6 weeks. It could be more. This injury to Drew Brees, it's a huge downgrade for Michael Thomas and the Saints offense as a whole. It's really a very similar situation. Thomas, he currently leads the league in targets and receptions. I expect that to change. Now, Bridgewater, he's a good backup quarterback, but he's a backup quarterback. He is no Drew Brees. We're talking about Drew Brees. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. So no backup. Bridgewater, he's not the same as Drew Brees. This is a big step downward for the offense. Now, on the bright side, Drew Brees will be back. He's expected to be back, at least. And this is a good time to buy low on Michael Thomas. I still expect Thomas to be a high-end wide receiver too, with the potential of being the wide receiver one in fantasy without Brees. But, you know, this is as low as his value is going to go. And in several weeks, Brees will be back, and it may be enough to boost you back into the playoffs if you can manage to buy low on Michael Thomas. So he's someone I would keep my eye on buying low. Next one, Alvin Kamara. Now, much like Michael Thomas, Drew Brees' injury is a huge blow to Kamara's value. In week one, Kamara was targeted 8 times and he hauled in 7 balls. In week two, without Drew Brees, Kamara only saw 3 targets in 1 catch. Kamara, in my opinion, he was a top 3 running back. He's now, in my opinion, a low-end RB1. Simply because of his talent level, keeping him boosted up there. But his massive PPR upside, it's pretty much gone. I expect fewer touches near the goal line, too. Now is, once again, like Michael Thomas, a good time to buy low on Alvin Kamara, because Drew Brees will be back, and I think people who own them are going to forget that, because you drafted them with your first or second pick, if it's Michael Thomas first, if it's Alvin Kamara, and suddenly they're putting up numbers that you didn't want your first pick to put up. But if you can trade for them, knowing that, okay, it's going to be slow going for a while, but, you know, in a couple weeks when Brees gets back, I've got a shot at the Super Bowl. It's someone, those two, I would be looking to buy low on. Now, Robbie Anderson, he's the next one. So far, Anderson has been underwhelming. I was a big fan of Anderson this offseason. In week one, though, he was banged up, and he faced a very tough matchup against the Bills' stout secondary. And last night, he was actually better, but he has a third-string quarterback throwing to him, and the reports are that Darnold may not return until after the Jets' week 4 bye. I could see Anderson easily landing on the waivers in a lot of fantasy leagues, and I would be keeping an eye on Anderson and looking to buy him or add him even. I don't expect much right away, but there are certainly better days ahead for Anderson in this decimated Jets offense. Once Darnold comes back and they get past that bye, I think Anderson will be pretty good, a good wide receiver 3, wide receiver 2 with upside. So now is the time to be able to get him low with Darnold and Trevor Siemian out. So moving on to the fifth player, Joe Mixon. This one hurts because I own Joe Mixon in a lot of leagues. I've been a big fan of Joe Mixon, but his opening to the season is nothing less than dreadful. He only has 27 rushing yards, and he has an average of 1.7 yards per carry. Worse yet, he's already dealing with injuries, and here's the big problem. The Bengals' new offense with Zach Taylor, they seem happy to let Dalton throw the ball all game long. Dalton, he has over 90 pass yards, I think 94 already, and he leads the league in attempts. And I'm not particularly excited about Joe Mixon the rest of the season. He's still a very talented running back, and he's going to be a workhorse once he's fully healthy, which I expect him to be. And Mixon owners, I speak as one, we're frustrated and disgusted with his production, but I would be looking to buy low on Mixon this week. Well, his upcoming schedule is bleak and tough. He should bounce back and be, you know, a decent RB2 with RB1 upside. Not what you were drafting him to be. You thought this was going to be a year where, okay, new coaching, new offensive scheme, he's a locked and loaded RB1, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that way. Now, he could turn it around. I'm not buying him thinking he's going to turn it around. I'm saying I'm going to buy him as that RB2 for my team with the upside, because the owner is disappointed and they just want to get rid of him. And he's been awful the first 2 weeks. So those are the 5 players that were asked about on Instagram. Make sure you follow that page. Every Monday, I ask, give me some players to talk about, and I choose 5. So if you've got a player this coming week who you're just burning to have some insight personalized for you and your team, hit me up. I'll happily answer. And now, it's pretty late. I wasn't able to get this recording done earlier as I wanted to, but in case you're getting to this as soon as it's out, I'm going to give you a couple of my favorite waiver wire players this year, this week, not this year. So for wide receivers, John Brown, he's not exactly a waiver wire, but he's only owned in 72% leagues, which seems crazy. It's worth checking. He's got Cincinnati coming up, which is a great matchup, and he has been a PPR machine. He's for real. Also, John Ross, he's only 70% owned, which it should be 100% in my opinion. He's worth checking. He's had some really big games. Now, he does have Buffalo, which isn't a great matchup. But then he does have Pittsburgh and Arizona, which are two pretty poor defenses. And the thing about John Ross it takes one play for him to be, you know, a top scorer that week. It all only takes one play. Terry McLaurin, he's only 52% owned. He's had two phenomenal weeks. It's pretty rare that you have a rookie come in and put up the numbers through the first 2 weeks that he has. He's one worth checking out. He does have Chicago coming up, but then he has the Giants, so he's worth checking out. And DJ Chark, he's for Jacksonville. He has turned into the go-to wide receiver out in Jacksonville. Not what we expected, but with Foles out, Gardner Minshew, Chark is his favorite target, so he's worth checking on. 13% owned, so if you're hurting at wide receiver, I'd give him a shot. And DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, they're going to be the two hottest waiver wire targets this week, I think. Robinson had a monster game, 172 yards in the two touchdowns, played 95% of the snaps too, which is very, very encouraging. And Hardman, he had his 61 yards and a touchdown, 76% of the snaps, so a bit better than what we've been seeing from him. And he's got Baltimore, Detroit, and Indianapolis coming up. I think they're both worth a shot. They're both the replacement for Hill while Hill's out. I don't think there's going to be one of them that, you know, absorbs that role. It's going to be split up between two of them, and I think both are worth owning and both are worth the start. So Marcus Goodwin and Deebo Samuel, I'm not too excited about Marquise Goodwin. He can't stay healthy very well. He did have 77 yards in the touchdown, but only three targets. Not too excited. Deebo Samuel, now he's one to look into, 14% owned. He did have 87 yards in the one touchdown on seven targets, and he does have Pittsburgh coming up, so he could be a good play this week if you can land him. Devin Smith, he's one to take note of with Michael Gallup being out a couple weeks with the surgery. Now, I think that Randall Cobb is going to be the biggest benefactor this week, but Devin Smith, especially in deeper leagues, you got to like the fact that he's got Miami coming up. That's the big factor. He's someone that, you know, you're only playing if you lost all your wide receivers to injuries this past week or something, but he's definitely worth taking note of. He could be on next week's big waiver wire. And Golden Tate. Now, Golden Tate, he's still suspended, but I think with Daniel Jones, the passing offense, at least, the Giants, they get a bit better. That's an upgrade, I think. And Golden Tate, not on anyone's radar because of the suspension, but if you can get him this week or next week before he comes back, I think he could be very valuable, and you're not going to have to spend, you know, top dollar to get him because he's not going to be the hot new commodity. So I think he becomes the wide receiver one out in New York. And DK Metcalf, worth checking on, still owned in under 50%. He looks like the real deal, not putting up massive numbers, but putting up consistent and decent numbers. So he's worth checking out if you need a wide receiver. So yeah, and James Washington, I already mentioned him when I was talking about Juju. He's worth taking a look at with Rudolph coming in to take over at quarterback. And at running back, Raheem Mostert, he's an obvious one. Only 16% owned, but he did have the monster game. And he's got Pittsburgh coming up, should be able to repeat a good performance. Carlos Hyde, not too excited about him, but he's worth a shot if you're in a if you're really hurting at running back, which, hey, you could be. A lot of people are already. If you've got someone who went down, if you had McCoy or even Singletary had the injury, hopefully it's not too serious, but while he's out, which I don't think he'll play this coming week, which I'm really bummed about because he had a great matchup. But Frank Gore, you're not excited about playing Frank Gore, but I think you can play him this week against Cincinnati, who just gave up the monstrous game to all three of the 49ers running backs. I think Frank Gore gets in the end zone a couple times, has decent yardage. I think he's worth a play this week. So he's someone I'd be trying to pick up. So yeah, and quarterback streamers, same old Josh Allen. For some reason, he's still not owned in all the leagues. Only 40% owned. He's got Cincinnati. He could have a huge week this week. He's already shown us that, you know, he's an athletic beast and he's not afraid to run, which is great for fantasy. He would be my go-to quarterback streamer this week if he's not owned. The other real one I want to mention, as awful as it seems, especially after week one, and as much as you don't want to play him after what he did to you, Jameis Winston. He's got the Giants coming up. He looked a lot better. I'm not happy starting him, But if I had Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger, and he's out there and Josh Allen isn't, he's one that I would take a look at and I would potentially start this week against the Giants. So those are the streamers for this week. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Any reviews on Apple Podcasts, it really does mean a lot to me. And just thanks for listening. And make sure you follow The Prophet on Instagram and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. All right. Hope you have a good Wednesday. Hope your waiver wires come in and you get everyone you wanted. All right, have a good week.